We're up to Sif Chav Zayin, I believe. Sif Chav Zayin. We had basically a breakdown in of the Simin into what we would call four segments. The first part had to do with chatzitzis and the hair. The second part had chatzitzis with liquid or things slightly thicker on the body. The third part was the chatzitzis that have to do with the fingernails. And last week we started talking about the beis hastarim, the teeth, and other parts in the body, of which Sif Chav Zayin is the final sif. After that, we get into rules that have to do with the act of the tefillah, where chatzitza might be an issue. Sif Chav Zayin sounds simple enough. Nosnos ara b'fia, Sarah b'fia. If she put Sarah her hair in her mouth, I guess that means she has long hair, and part of it is in her mouth when she's tivling. So that is a chatzitza. Oi kartsa sisaiseha, or she pressed her lips together when she tivled. Oi kafsa yadeha, she squeezed her fist. Be'inyan shloi bo mayim bohem, in a way that prevented water from coming into her hand. Loi osala tefillah, the tefillah is not good. Now this goes with our old rule. You might say, what do you mean? Who cares if she holds a fish? She's enemak pedes. She obviously doesn't care. But the old rule is, something which women are sometimes makpedes on, it's called makpedes. When is a woman makpedes if she presses her lips together? When she takes pictures? When she has something to say? She's not makpedes in having her lips together. It's just a practical consideration that... Alright, so at any rate, these things are a chatzitza, and it seems simple enough. So we say, since sometimes she cares, so therefore it's a chatzitza. Here also,
it's a judgmental thing.
Well, we set them there, Roiv Noshim Amakpide Sa'am, we say, but the guy doesn't call
them. The mouth has to be closed, so now it's closed very tight.
Well, it doesn't have to be closed, it could be open.
When they're not open
to
the mouth, when they go to the
mouth. It's not a halachic issue, it's a preference.
Yeah, but there are a lot of closed mouths. So the mouth is allowed to be closed. So now he's saying it's allowed to be closed. So that's tight. How much do you measure the pressure? How much do you measure the?
So it's not the question of tightness. It's a question of which part of the lip is exposed. Is exposed, yeah, and which part of the lip is
some,
not.
Some of the other part. That's the issue.
What? Oh, so that says here that the chatzitza is on the hair. It says here on the. Shachla medalit, I believe. Shachla medalit, nosa sa'ara b'fiyah v'loi bo'a mayim b'sa'ara. The problem is the hair. Apparently the hair is not blocking a part of the lip that would normally be exposed. Now, here, it's not as simple as it sounds. The Sidrei Tara brings that there's a machlokes rishonim on Kartsa Sif Saiseha. This language, Kartsa Sif Saiseha, is a Mishnah in the 8th Parak of Mikvais. And the way I touched it is the way, I guess, that we're going to touch it, Lahalacha. However, is simply a Taich Machlaikis in the Rishayim. The Shita of Taisvis is that when a woman is Taival, she's not allowed to close her mouth. Her mouth has to be open. The water has to be able to get into the mouth. Why? The mouth needs roi lebias mayim. It has to be roi for water to come in. Zaktaisis, if you close your lips, so it's not roi lebias mayim, mayim can't get in. So that closing the lips is itself makes it not roi lebias mayim, makes it not that water could get in. Taisis shita. So Taisis says the woman has to open her mouth. Does that mean she has to open her eyes? Presumably. Because nothing to do with makpedes. No, I guess it does have to do because a miyachein a makpedes is lechatchila, but it's not a chatzitza. Taisis is saying that it's a chatzitza. So Taisis must hold that when you close your eyes or close your mouth, there are times you don't want your mouth or eyes closed. At times you want them open.
You might be on that.
And Taisis Shita is that it has to be open. Now we don't pass on like Tosis, there's no question. The question is how we answer his question. Tosis Taina. Tosis is Taining. The mouth has to be Roy Labias Mayim. So we're assuming that Roy Labias Mayim means that that if you would open your mouth, water can get in. But why don't we say that the closing of the lips is itself an issue? That now water can't get in. So Ramesha writes on this that the explanation is like Ramesha's been saying all along. Ramesha's been saying that in the Beis Hastorim, only a dover dovuk is a chatzitza. Only something stuck is a chatzitza. If you have just your lips closed one on top of the other, if you have a coin on your tongue, right? So Ramesha brought from a Mishnah. If you have a coin on your tongue, it's not a chatzitza. That's called roi l'bias mayim. Roy, what the kula of roi l'bias mayim is, that if something is munach hasham, that's called roi. Water could get in if the thing that's munach hasham would not be interfering. Dover amunach is not a kepeda. So here Ramesha gives us a little more insight. He says the vart is because every time you close your lips normally, and you're tayva with your lips closed normally, that's munach hasham. It's not dovel. The lips are not stuck one to the other. It's not a place to one on top of the other. So as long as it's not karsus or cells, you don't press your lips together, you just close your lips normally. So that's Ramesha's side. That in a Beis Hastorim, a dover munach is not a chatzitza. Only a dover dovuk is a chatzitza. So the water doesn't get into your mouth through your nose. If there's a doctor, why? I'm not sure. Is too much stuff inside blocking it, or maybe the air? What? So why doesn't the water get in? When I go swimming, why doesn't my mouth get full of water? Right. Why? Even the brain, if there are any hollow places in the brain, why don't they... There's the air inside, I guess, so the air is not displaced, so it blocks it. There's your answer. At any rate, my point is not enough Kamina Ladina, because the sif is a simple sif. The point that's being made is this point that Ramesha makes, that a Dover Amunach is not an issue.
What about this woman has a problem with her ears, or full swimmer's ear? When she goes swimming, normally we put something in here. Now, she has the same problem going in the water.
We're going to deal with it. As a practical matter, the women do not stuff up their ears. Right. There are women for whom it's a very serious issue, and we'll have to deal with it. We'll get to it in Mitzvah Hashem. Ramesha Grad talks about it in connection with the Kiddush. But we'll get to it. Okay, the issue of stuffing the ears for women who can't get water on their ears is something which there are many tshuvas, and has to do with the sif that comes up later. Okay, so this is sif chav zayin, sif chav ches. So kartza, that's what the Sidri Torah brings is that it's a machloikis. What the taich, it's a taich word, machlaikis. If kartza means that it's closed, or kartza means that it's pressed. That's how he presents it, machlaikis and taich. So, I don't know, I guess you got to go to the cheder rebbein. Kartza sefeseha, lashin kedei likretz b'tzipayrin. Shedvika bisvaseha. Allah, we say, means dovuk, that it's tight. But he says the taisvis daf samazayin amid aleph. Now, one says lashon daichik, and one says lashon daichik shedechekes bisvaseha biyaiser. That's not a very expressive machlaikis. One says daichik, one says daichik biyaiser. But anyway, this is the machlaikis we showed.
Because of motion, okay. If you press your lips tight, would it be good?
No. That's the same Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah, no, it's not
attached. That's dovuk. I guess that's a certain amount of pressure. I don't know how to measure the pressure. That's going to be an issue now in the sifim to come. How much weight, pressure is measured by poundage, per square inch of pressure, which is really weight. And so we're going to have to see. It's going to become a bit complicated. Now let's see, Sivchav Ches. Sivchav Ches is going to remind us of Tfilas Kalim. When you all know that when you tovel kalim, there's an issue because your fingers are touching the kli. As you tovel the kli, your fingers are touching the kli. So what's the eitzah? Either make your hand wet or use something else or loose. Okay, there are two eitzahs. Yodav refuyim or water going first. Now we're going to deal with that here regarding a woman who holds someone else's hand when tivoling. Now, of course, there are two instances. The halacha talks about it in about a normal woman if she's holding someone else's hand when she goes in to the mikveh. There's some women who are just not steady on their feet and they need that somebody should hold on to them. So that, we're going to have to deal with it on two levels. One, in the lachatzolodika level, and two, on the level of an isha who cannot, for whatever reason, can just not steady on her feet. Well, what this will lead us to is the issue of women who are paralyzed from the legs down, and here in the Mikvah Avenue, well, there's a hoist that's used, and we're going to get to that. The issue of a hoist is brought here in the second half of Shach Lamed Vav. It's not a 20th century invention, and we're going to deal with all three. But we're going to start by talking about a regular woman, a woman who's going, all right, Amik Vais. Even an Amik Vais, you type people like to hold on to a pole or something as they tivel. And the question of whether that is an issue, or holding on to someone else's hand when you tivel, sometimes you go into a lake and it's slippery, a stone bottom of a stream. So the question is holding on to someone else, whether someone else holding your hand is a chatzitza. Now before we learn the Shulchan Aruch, I'd like to learn the Mishnah. So that's what we're going to discuss. But before we do that, I'd like to learn the Mishnah. There's a Mishnah which is brought here in Taz Chav Zayin, Isa B'Masnisen. So here, we'll go to the Makar, which is a Mishnah, and then we'll learn the Shulchan Aruch. Isa B'Masnisen, Perakas de Mikvais, Ha'aychez Ba'adam U'Bekelim U'Madvilan, someone who holds on to a person, or holds on to a keli, and tables them to Mayim. It's a problem, it's a chatzitza. If you're holding the keli, you're holding the person, that's a chatzitza. V'midiach yodav v'mayim tahirim. But if you put your hands in water before grabbing that keli or that person, tahirim, lefi shahamashke shal yodav mischaber lemei mikvah v'en kachatzitza. Because the water on your hands is attaching to the mei mikvah, and that's not a chatzitza. So now you have to out cup. This is only the Tanakhama speaking. Tanakhama says, make your hands wet. We'll discuss that. Reb Shimon Oimer, Yerafe es yodav kadesh yavayu behemayim. Reb Shimon says, loosen your hands so that water could get in. Now here, 1 minute. This is a machlaikis. We're talking that there are two eitzes. Make your hands wet or hold on loosely. When you learn the Mishnayis, it's a machlaikis. The Tanakhama says that you let in the water. Reb Shimon says, loosen your hands. What's the machlaikis? Now, there are two ways you could understand. You can understand Tanakhama says, you must make your hands wet, no other eitzah. Reb Shimon says, I have another eitzah, loosen. Reb Shimon holds both are good. Or you can learn the reverse. You can learn Tanakhama holds, there are two eitzahs. And Reb Shimon says, Yirafa es yadav. So he brings the Rambam and the Ramban. Upirshu ha-Rambam va-Ramban. The Tanakhama machmet fei Reb Shimon. That the Tanakhama holds is only one eitzah, and Reb Shimon holds that there are two eitzahs. How so? The Reb Shimon sagi biripo yadav. Reb Shimon, it's enough to loosen your hand. Or the Tanakhama loy sagi mishum gzeira shem aloy yirafa. Because the gzeira, that you're going to let people hold the person's hand when they tivel, so one time they won't hold loosely. And therefore, the Tanakhama. So according to the Rambam and the Ramban, it's not so that there are two eitzes. There's only one eitzah. You have to make your hands wet beforehand, and it's not good enough to loosen. And he writes, Kavaka safti, b'simin kuf chof, sinveis, by tefilas kelim, the yochel adiach yodav afilu b'mayim tolushim. The loy keramah sham. So here we have Machaik's the Taz and the Ramah. Lomnis we'll get to momentarily. The Taz says you make your hands wet with any water. You could take your hands wet with sink water. The Ramah says that it has to be dafka mikvah water in the Shachal Pasra like the Ramah. Umashu lepirusham. The chosha b'diach yadav tchila ain't tzarich l'ripa yadav klal la'afila he'mahadkin b'kayach ha'adam. According to the sheet of the Rambam, the Ramban, if you make your hands wet first, it doesn't matter how tightly you hold it. Ukliya nitfal ein chashash kivin shkvar nislachlech. Once it's wet, there's no chatzitza on the adam of the kliya nitfal. Because if you geyser, you might hold it tightly. Why does it help to make your hands wet? Zokta Taz in the Rambam a chumra nakula. The chumra is that you must do the eitza of the Tanakama of making your hands wet. And a kula, that once you make your hands wet, you can hold the keli as tightly as you wish, because the Tanakama is geyser refuyim ata ena refuyim. So it must be, if he says an eitzah making your hands wet, that's good enough. So this is the shita of the Rambam in the Ramban. The second shita is the Rashba, which he brings in the next line. Suraya, now he's being a right as you side, but what I want to see is the Rashba shita. Harashba b'tayis habayis ha'orech hikshal pirish Rambam v'Ramban. We find many places where that guys are loose or too tight. Such as an earring or a nose ring, if it's loose, without geyser. So therefore, the Rashba holds that both eitzes are good. The Rashba holds that the Tanakam holds either eitz is good. You can make your hands wet or hold it loosely. The Ra answers the sheet of the Rambam. One second. That when a person's tivling, the person is unsteady, so we're afraid the person will be unsteady on her feet and she'll hold on tightly. But an earring, if it's loose, it's loose. Clothing, if the clothing is loose, it's loose. It's not going to change as you tivel. So that's how the Ra answers the Shita of the Rambam. But what I want to show you is that the Shita of the Rambam and the Ramban is that the Tanakama is the Machmir. Tanakama says only making your hands wet, not ripu yadayim. And the Rashba Shita is the Reb Shimon L'chumra Kamer. The Reb Shimon holds that you must do Ripu Yodayim, and making wet is not an Eitzah.
So Reb Shimon is both according to Rashba, or just Ripu Yodayim?
Well, Ripu Yodayim lets the water in. That's the Lashon. Rapis Yodav Kadesh Yavayu Behem Mayim. That's Lashon Reb Shimon. Each one is one Chumra. Yeah, so what do we do? So we learned the Mechaber. Let's see how the Shulchan Aruch paskens. Okay, so what we learned is the Mishnah has a Tanakama Zeitz of making wet, Reb Shimon Zeitz of loosening, and the Shaila is which of these two Tanoim is the Machmir. The Rambam and the Ramban learn that the Tanakama is the Machmir. He says you must make your hands wet. It's a cool, you can hold as tightly as you want. And the Rashba holds, Fakert, that the Tanakama is the Mekel. He says one or the other is good. Either holding it loose, or making your hands wet, and then you don't have to hold it loosely. Yeah. So the question is a good question. So I said I'll come back to it. So this, what I learned with you now, is the Mechaber, is the Mishnah with the Rishayim, with the two sheetahs and the Rishayim on that Mishnah. We learned Mishnahs. Now, the question is, we have here a machloikis the Taz against the Rama and the Shach. If we mean water, mikvah water, or if we mean any water. Now the question is, what's mustaver? What's mustaver? Mikvah water. Okay, yes, thanks for mustaver. Well, if you put regular water in a mikvah, what happens to that water? It turns into mikvah water, right? So lechayra. It's part of the mikvah, so you should be allowed to.
But when you hold the person's hand, the mikvah water is not getting in there at that point. So you have mine shuvah in there. So you don't make it work.
It depends how tightly you hold it.
You're allowed to hold very tight.
Well, what we're saying is the. We'll spend a little time on it, but just to push up shat. The Taz holds you can do any water. Because as soon as you put your hands in the water, you make your hands wet, you grab onto a pot that you're tivling, you put it in the mikveh, the water between your finger and the keli is now connected to the mikveh. And since it's connected to the mikveh, so now it becomes mikveh water. Now, according to the Ramah and the Shach, they say it has to be mikveh water. It has to be dafka mikveh water. Why dafka mikveh water? Because apparently they hold that it's possible you hold it too tightly for it to be considered a hashaka. Now, hashaka, if it needs shveris hanoid, right, to connect two bodies of water, you need a thickness of two fingers. And when you hold something, there's no thickness of two fingers there. So if you need shveris hanoid, there's certainly no connection. But even if you need klipas hashum, the Mishnah says if you have a bar of water, rainwater, and then a regular mayim shuvim, you want to connect them. If you have a hole, you need shveris hanoid, the thickness of two fingers that could turn easily. Windoig in the Mikvah, I think three fingers, because Lubavitch has a chumra of three fingers, that's a harchaka, so we try to be yitzakol hashitas. But the Mishnah says that if you're connecting it by overflow over the wall, then all you need is klipas hashum, the thickness of an onion peel. So the question is, when you're holding it, you have that kind of thickness? Okay, maybe the tamid of chumra is, nobody on the page here explains the chumra of the Ramah and the Shach. So maybe the pshat is that's not enough of a connection, it's a very thin connection.
When you take the water out of the mikvah, if you put your hand in the mikvah and take it out, it's because my shuv from there.
So here, you're going to the mikvah, we have a problem now. You're going to the mikvah, so you want to be yaitz in the Shach, you learned, you know, the Taz says you can make hands wet from the sink. The Shachar Ramah say mikvah water. So here you go into the mikvah. You dip your hands in the mikvah water, and then you grab onto the pot. 1 minute. As soon as you dip your hands into the water and you pull them out, this is not mikvah water anymore. Now I guess it is mikvah water. It didn't become shuvim. It didn't go on a clean. But it's not part of the mikvah. It's already detached from the mikvah. Is there a mila mikvah water that comes out? So here. Three Gedalei HaPaiskim, the Sidrei Tara, Darcha Shulchan, and the Mata Yainasin. If you would all have Shulchan, you would all have Shulchan Aras, I would tell you to look in Simen Kuf Chav, in the Gilyan, the Yainasin Aipshitz. They all three say the following Chiddush. They say, when we say mikvah water, we don't mean dip your hands in, take it out, grab the keli and toivel. That's not mikvah water. That's my solution. That's once you dip your hands in, you take it out, too late. That's my solution. What we mean is in the water, it should be mikvah water. In other words, let's say you're toveling a pot. You don't want to drop it. So you put your hands in, you tovel the pot. What you do now is take your second hand, grab the pot, and let go of the first hand. The first hand now is of no consequence. The second hand that you're putting in is grabbing onto the pot when it's already in the water. So it's mikvah water, b'mechubarim, that you're grabbing onto when you're holding it. So now it's a very big nafkamina between the Ramah and the Shach against the Taz. Ramah and the Shach are saying that it's got to be mikvah water that was never detached. What you could do is stick in, you're holding it with four or five fingers. Each finger, you know, you lift one finger at a time and you grab it again. In a way that each thing that's holding it is kodmulai mei mikvah bimuchubarim. So it comes out that this Ramah and Shach, who was saying you have to use the water, it's a big chumra. Now it means, let's say a woman is toveling. So when her feet are touching the ground, there's not much water getting between her foot and the ground. But it's kadmu mayim, she walked in. Now if she stands in the mikveh, then they pour in the water, which is not the usual way they do it. So I guess it could happen if she goes in and there's no mamsah, and she says, hey, it's not up to the line. And okay, they let in more water. So then it could be an issue. But typically, you go into the mikveh, and the water is there first, and you're standing there. So therefore, so then the main mikveh comes in, and it's kadmu mei mayim. Or, under the water, let's say there's a railing. The railing is under the water. And she wants to hold on to the railing during tefillah. So obviously, you can hold part of the railing outside of the water, your hand is not in the water. You can hold part of the railing in the water. So now we're learning that's not a problem. Because that's kadmu mayim, in the mikveh, b'mechubarim, and that's the mechaber, that's the Tanakamis kula. So all the Rishayim agree that's no problem. Kadmu mayim, or what was the lashon of Tanakama, wasn't kadmu. The lashon was, imidiach yodam b'mayim tahir. Funny, Velosha Midiyah Yodov sounds like Chutzla Mikvah.
Yes.
But anyway, according to the Ramah and the Shach, it means the water of the mikveh has to, the hands have to get wet before you hold on to something. So therefore, to sum up, we have two machlokes that we discussed. We didn't start Shulchan Aruch yet, but we already discussed machlokes Rishayim and a machlokes Hapaiskim. Machlokes Rishayim is whether holding it loose is an Eitzah, or that's only Rav Shimon and not the Tanakama. That's Ma'on Mon Machlokes. Whether Ripu Yodayim is an Eitzah, we have to see how we paskin. And the second thing we discussed is in the other Eitzah of Kadmu Mayim, whether it has to be May Mikvah, even my solution. In Lomdis, the Shaila is when my hands are wet from beforehand, from sink water, and I tovel, does that water become tar by its attachment to the Mea Mikvah? And of course, in Mikvahs, we try to be Yotze Kol Hashitas. So we are going always to try to be Yotze this way, that it has to be A, the Tanakam is Yotze of Kadmu Mayim. And it's got to be May Mikvah as opposed to other waters. Or even May Mikvah that's detached. May Mikvah in.
But maybe that's what you're saying. The Machlokes is the Shach. The Taz learned that.
Apparently. The Shach doesn't explain, but apparently it's.
Is the Machlokes for the Machlokes Taz and the Shach be explained that it's, they really see that there's Tzvei Din in Mikvah water? It's out. Even if it's out, it's called Mikvah water. So like Taz, you can do it in.
No, but the Taz says you can use sink water. The Taz doesn't require Mikvah water. The Taz says you can use Mayim Shuvah. It's true. The Eitzah we discussed the other week in the Pesachei Tshuva, for the woman who can't get her eyes apparently too wet, and the Eitzah was to make the hands wet and touch the eyes and tovel. That can't be that she was in the water first. That whoever held her that Eitzah was being semach on the Taz. That Pesachei Tshuva brought. That would only be like the Taz. Okay, so let's see. Like I told you at the outset, there's a rule for Lechatchila, and then there's a rule for B'di'evet, for women who have issues. It depends on the weight. What it says is if it's something not heavy, so you can just stick it in, the water will get under. If it's heavy, then you have to do it. The best thing with a basket is to put the basket in the mikveh and throw the things in there. So it's kadmu mayim.
Well, why does people say, well, how feel you use a basket? Isn't it better than you just took this machlok?
Well, you can use a basket if you're talking silverware, but if you're talking the pots, it's not so bad.
Why pots
you can bone it then? You have to make sure the ear, okay. You have to get all the ear moving around.
I agree with you.
Much more like the village from the rest of the.
Remember, because the Taz's Shita is even my solution. So the Taz Zichra doesn't hold. He's coming to explain the Ramah. We'll get to the hoist, you're impatient. We'll get to it. I told you A, B, and C. Chatchila, a woman has a hard time, and a hoist. We'll get to the hoist. What? It's Shach Lamava, but hold on. We don't learn the Machaber yet. Let's see how the Machaber paskins in this issue. Loi secha isba chaverta biyadeha b'shas tefila. A woman should not hold on to the hands of the woman who's tivling at the time she tivles. Ella imkein rafsa yadeha, unless she holds on loosely. Now you know right away because we learned the Mishnah when it says ella imkein rafsa yadeha k'dei sheyavoyu hamayim b'mokem achizis yadeha, that the Tanakam is saying. If the Shulchan Aruch is saying that you can hold on loosely, it means he's paskening like the Rashba, like that the Tanakam agrees with Reb Shimon, and not like the Rambam and the Ramban. So right away you look at the Gra, now that we're Talmidei Chachamim, we can look at the Gra Chavav. He says, Kitanakama, well, we know what that means, right? Gra Chavav. Kitanakama, like the Tanakama of Reb Shimon. Va'ayim Be'er Agayla, and if you take a look at the Be'er Agayla, he says, Tur B'Shem Rashba. The Mefarish Tanakama Nami Moida Bohem. Right? That's going like the Rashba, the Baragola says in the Dal, it says that Tanakama is Moida. So if the Shach Avo, Haramban, Kosov Lehepuch, the Tanakama Machmir. It's very Geshmak now. Grochavav. Haramban, Kosov Lehepuch, the Tanakama Machmir. But the Ramban says Fakert, that the Tanakama is a Machmir. So. So he's bringing this machlokes. Now, Velamed Nun stands for what? Do you have the abbreviation spelled out in your... is it Velinira or Veloinira? Veloinahira. You have it written there. Okay. See, the mem doesn't sound like Velinira. Velinira, me, I don't know. So the very big difference is Velinira or Veloinahira, right? Mimashkoz effect. Now, the Avabis, Arpule, Betisefta, Shirayim, Kenazel, Elor of Shimon Machmir. Shoo, the gross pass getting Lakula. He's saying that he brings a raya that from Yavamis that Rav Shimon is the Machmir, meaning that we paskin that either kula is acceptable. So even though the Machaber usually paskins like the Rambam, but here he's being makel the arayas, so he's being makel that like the Tanakhama. So let's get back to the Shulchan. So now we just gained that there are two answers. We're paskining like the Rajma's chat that Rav Shimon is the Machmir. And therefore, you have the kula of wetting your hands, depending on how you have to wet them, and a separate kula of yadav refuyim, of holding on to it loosely.
So why would the Mechaber mention the loosening hands and not mention the wetting your hands?
He mentions both. We didn't finish. He says both. Elav ke rafsa yadeh, k'dei sheyavo yumayim b'mokem achizis yadeh. And then he says, v'im evicha yadeh b'mayim tchila shari. If she made her hands wet with the water first, Shari Shemashka Tefeach Shayadeh Chibrul Amei Mikvah, because water which is Tefeach, which can make other things wet that are on our hand, Chibrul Amei Mikvah, that's considered to be connected to the Amei Mikvah. The Shach says Tefeach Abedos Latfiach. We have that expression numerous times. Your hand is considered wet if it's wet enough to make other things wet, and that they can make a third thing wet. Tefeach Abedos Latfiach. To make something wet, to make other things wet. So shachla mitzayim, very good. Shachla mitzayim b'mayim dafke be mikvah. Avloi b'mayim klushin g'leosim and klufchav sebeiz b'hagah. The shachla mitvav, not like the Taz. He says that that it has to be b'mayim tchila, b'may mikvah tchila. Okay, so now we have two eitzes to discuss. We have the eitz of the water. Well, we have the schumra, it's got to be mei mikvah. And we have the eitza of the of refuyim, of it holding on to it lightly. Not tightly. Which is really a lashon mishnah. Somebody made the point earlier that the lashon of the mishnah of hidiach yada b'mayim tahirim sounds very much that you made your hands wet independently of the... Okay. The... Now, the Taz, going back to Taz Chav Zayin, in the second half of the Taz, he brings a second topic, and he has a Chumrah. Yeah, there are, from the Shulchan Aruch itself, you have two eitzes. Hold it loosely. We have to define what loose is exactly, but obviously it means you can hold it, you're not going to drop it. And the eitz of making your hands wet, where apparently you can even hold it a little more tight. Well, we learned earlier in the Pesachei Tshuva that you make your hands wet and put it over the eyes loosely. It could be the Pesachei Tshuva was relying that really Yadav Refuyis is good even without making it wet. If you make it wet, you have the Taz is Shita too. So it could be he wasn't relying on the Taz alone, but it was the two together, the Taz, and Yadav Refuyis, which would be a heter in all events. Okay, now we're going to learn now two Chumras, a Chumra of the Taz and a Chumra of the Shach. One at a time, the Taz. I'm learning Taz Lamed Vav in the photostats. It's four lines on the bottom on the first side. In Mark's Shulchan Aruch, which is made only for extremely intelligent individuals, it's somewhere in the middle. There's a dot, probably slightly more than halfway down. It says Vihide Yesh Oyd Machlokes Bein Rambam LeRambam LeBein Rashba. Okay, Chavzayin in Taz Chavzayin. Sorry, Taz Chavzayin. Chav Zayin, about half, a little more than halfway down, probably. Vihine, Yeshma, Oid Machlokes. Now, we learn one Machlokes to Rambam and the Rashba, Pshat in the Mishnah. Yesh Oid Machlokes, Bein Rambam v'Ramban. Again, the Rambam and the Ramban held there's only one Eitzah, make your hands wet. Lebein Rashba. The Rashba held there two Eitzahs. The Rambam v'Ramban, Echachti B'samuch. He said earlier, according to the Rambam and the Ramban, now they're machmir that you have to make your hands wet. Otherwise, they make a gzeira loose or too tight. So we said, well, obviously, if you do make your hands wet, doesn't matter how tightly you hold it, because the sheet of the mechaber is the guys are loose or too tight. So it must be that if you make hands wet, hold it as tightly as you like. But harash b'kasa b'feirish, dafa pisha loch yitarakama mekabakim lo yitchayk harbe el yerzenu kedera kala adam. That even though we pass like the Tanakama, you're not allowed to hold it too tightly. Yerzenu kedera kala adam. You have to hold it in the manner of what's normal. We don't make gzera that you hold it too tightly. He says the heaviness of a kli makes, if it's a heavy keli, it makes a chatzitza. So apparently he holds that there are three levels of tightness. There's loose, where you don't have to make your hands wet, very loose. There's normal. Normal is the most difficult word to. It's when it comes to shaduchim, everybody asks, is he normal? Or is she normal? So everybody's normal, just people have a different idea of what normal means. So it's very hard to know what's normal when you're talking about holding the kli normally. Well, you could say certain things are certainly abnormal. So there are three levels of holding it. Loose, which is good without making your hands wet. Normally, which is only good if you make your hands wet. And tightly, which we have to define, when it's too tight, that's a problem, says the Taz, no matter what. If it's too tight, no matter what. Now here, we have to talk halach l'maisa here. How tight? If you have a woman that's going to tivel, she has to hold on to someone else. We're not by the hoist yet. You have somebody who, she's on her feet, but she needs to hold on to somebody else. Now how tight is tight, that would be okay. L'chatchila will be, if it's a normal woman, she's just stam nervous, the first time she's in the mikveh, she has to hold on. So we would, we'd be very careful to make sure it's really, really loose, l'kola, it's not tight, l'kola shitas. Let's say you have a mokum tzarich, you have to define what is considered to be tight. So here there are two points in halacha l'maisa. Again, the Taz's chumra is too tight, even if you make your hands wet, is a problem. Here, we have to outcup. I'm just making my own calculation. A woman goes into a mikveh. She's standing on her 2 feet. Let's say this woman, there are women who go to the mikveh, they weigh 200 pounds. They're allowed to tell you. If they weigh 200 pounds, each leg has 100 pounds of weight. Now, I understand the water, the buoyancy of the water makes it less, but in just talking in absolute terms, she has 100 pounds of weight on each foot. And we know that that's good. We don't hold that the women have to lift their legs. So Mechaber later in Siflam, it ain't Sricha Lagbiya Raglaha B'Shas Tfilasa. She doesn't have to pick up her foot. Why? The Mayim HaKaitman, it's May Mikvah, which is there. So you have 100 pounds of weight, and we're saying, and there's no shear. If a woman's 400 pounds, she could also tivel. There's no shear. 1 minute. There's no shear. So it's clear that if it's kadmu mei mikveh, that no person is going to hold someone else's hands with 100 or 200 pounds of weight. They're going to squash the hand. Now, it's clear that if you're makbid on kadmu mei mikveh, which means you hold the person's hand, when the person gets into the mikveh, you put the hand under the water, she has to have a hand under the water table anyway, and just switch hands under the water. So that it's kadmu mei mikveh. So it would be clear that that's not a problem. Now the Taz l'shitasai is saying that you could make your hands wet from a sink. All right, so then if you hold too tightly, it doesn't connect. But if you're going to be mahader or be machmir, like the Raman d'shach, that you need kadmu mei mikveh, so then this chumra of this Taz, that it has to be not holding too tightly, apparently won't apply. Right. Because no amount of pressure that you're going to put, if you hold a keli with 100 or 200 pounds pressure, you're going to break the keli. So it's obvious that you're not holding it that way. Most people aren't capable of exerting that much pressure with their fingers. And therefore, as a matter of halacha, if you're mahadah to be kodmei mei mikveh, it's good. Now, what happens if not? What happens if you have a woman that she's not steady enough, you can't switch hands on her. So the Chachmas Adam in Klal Kuf Chof Aleph does not paskin like this Chumras Hataz. This Chumras Hataz, he says, Mokum Tzairich, he can be Mekel, that if it's that you don't have to be machmir, that once it's cut by mayim, that is no shir. But welcome tzayruch v'saymech on such an idea that it's good. The Chacham Zadon does not explain the Matiyonis of Sidrei Tara how he holds in that inyan. If you dip yez in the mikveh and take it out, if he holds it, that's adequate. But as far as this Tazus Chumra, that's his line. So this is basically what comes out. What comes out is we have two eitzes. The best eitze is to make your hands wet beforehand and hold on to it not too tightly, and you yotze everybody. If you yotze all the shittas, if you make your hands wet, preferably may mikveh, and in the mikveh, you don't hold it too tightly, that's for sure, it's good. But makom tzayruch, so we do a little better. Okay, so this is the bottom line. We're going to see Shach Lamed Vav now, and see the Shach's Chumra is only Lachatchila Dika Chumra, which we're going to learn in a moment. But as far as the sort of the bottom line, what's ma'akiv, this is the halach.
Now, be ma'akiv for the shacham and ramad, so this chumra will never come about. That's basically what we're saying.
Right. That's what it seems. It seems that there could be no amount of weight that would be a problem. Yeah. And now shach lamid vav is important not only for what he says the gabi this sif, but this is the shach people look at for the klal that he brings. Shach lamid vav. Lamed Vav Imidicha Kosav Adrisha Bekad Yeshet Gomer Shabisha Sheisha Tayveles Vechaverta Dochva B'mayim. If a woman's toiling and a friend is pushing her under the water, she's scared, so her friend's pushing her down. Shechayla Loisa Biyada B'shas Tchifa. She can hold on to her as he presses her down. Imidicha Yedeh B'mayim Tchila. If she made her hands wet, Veitzarch LaHafrid Yedeh B'mayim. She doesn't have to let go. V'loy K'moisha Noyegin Noshi Nidon. And then, like the minig of our women, Shem Afridin Yadayim Imena Bishas Tchifa Ad Kan L'Shayna. The Drisha says the minig of the women is they don't hold on to anything, that they let go when they tivel Ad Kan L'Shayna. Of the Yazdaites of the Shach, Eilah Hayres Kula Bedvarim Shadogu Iser. Even though the Drisha is right, Mikar Adin, we should not task in Kulis for things that women are noyeg iser, the halay b'mishnah u'b'paiskim einay ela d'b'di'evit shari. It only says a lashon that if you did it, it's good. Abul chatchila man leimalan va'oid the bekama bekama devarim machmirin l'inyan nida shalay min adin va'filu b'di'evit. There are many inyanim where we're machmirin hilchas nida shalay min adin more than shuras adin va'filu b'di'evit koshkin hacha. So he's saying that if the women have a minig that when they tovel, they don't hold on to anything, they don't hold on to the pipe, they don't hold on to the walls, they don't hold on to other women. So in the normal case, they should do that. V'ayit Rabbeinu Yisrael brin chaylik v'ayiser halcha apa dicha yadeh. Even there's a sheet that's machmer. So he till the miu, he's talking in a normal case. Let the women be noyeg the chumra. And the Kamad Varm Hilchas Nida, where Machmir Shalay Bin Adin, where they say Stephen Lassi Amir Shein Makpedes Lachatzilah, she takes him. Now comes the moment that Moshe is waiting for the hoist. Okay, Miu. Now listen to this. Here, Beisha Sheeve Yechayel Lamed Al Aregleha. You have a woman who's not able to stand on her feet. Leileinu, there are women who are paralyzed on the waist down. And they walk around with sticks, supporting themselves with their arms. And the question is, how they go into the mikveh, how they tovel in the mikveh. Pasa b'tshuvas masas binyamin simin pei aleph. The yesh la tovei desha tachzelu shtei noshim b'zrayoseha. The way she should tovel is by two women supporting her under her arms. V'yadichu yedeb tchila b'mayim at she tefeach amnas latfiach. And they should make their hands wet, it should be tefeach amnas latfiach. Avol, eilo takona. What about a takana, a hoist? Putting her into a sadin, putting her on a sheet. And the women are strong enough, holding it and lowering it into the water. The sadin, it's like an abrupt ending to the shah. He says, the shah says that in the Chumas Masas Binyamin, says, don't do the hoist type of an eitzah. Don't put her on a sheet and lower her into the water. Because a sheet is a Dover HaMakabel Tumma, and what's wrong with a Dover HaMakabel Tumma? We're going to learn later. Chazal made a gzera. Let's say a woman wants a table in a mikveh. It's a very deep mikveh. She's short. If you want to put a chair, she'll stand on the chair and she'll table. You're not allowed a table on a Dover HaMakabel Tumma. It's gzeres merchatzois. In those days, a bathhouse was, today also, a bathhouse is a kli. It's a box that's over a fire and heats up the water. So women should think you can be tovel in a merchitz. They say, now let a tovel on a Dover HaMakabel Tumma. So that, the Master of Binyamin says, you can't tovel on a sadin. The sadin is a Dover HaMakabel Tumma. Period. For 1 minute, you can make, you can tovel on a HaMakabel Tumma. There are things that are not kalim, that are not Dvarim HaMakabel Tumma today, where we have plastics that are not HaMakabel Tumma. Synthetics, you can take a nylon material. And what about that? So what's mysterious here is that this Tshuvas Masas Binyamin doesn't come to an abrupt end. The Tshuvas Masas Binyamin continues. And what it says there at the end of the Tshuva is quoted here in the Sidrei Tara. And it says that you now have a table of Dover HaMakabel Tumma. And if it's a Dover She'ein HaMakabel Tumma, he says, let four women hold the four corners of whatever it is that this woman HaTevelis is on, and lower her into the mikveh, and do it that way. In other words, the Shach brings the Masas Binyamin purely as a Chumrah. If you look at the Masas Binyamin inside, he ends by saying, and that's the marker for those who use the hoists, he ends up by saying that if it's a Dover She'ein HaMakabel Tumma, that it's good. Oh, very good. Right, that's a discussion. So the question is, why did the Shach leave it out? Why did the Shach not bring, he only brought the Masas Binyamin's Chumra and not the Masas Binyamin's Kula? So, the Sidrei Tara, it's the end of Nun Zayin. That's what I have written down in my settle here. Let's see. Yeah, the end of the Zayin, he says, I cost him the Sefer Masas Binyamin. It looks like Mishnah Berurah, you know, men base. I cost him the Sefer Masas Binyamin. Shechayla atfil b'machzeles. What you could do is take some of that makabel tumma, like a mat, right? You can use mat for schach, because it's a shayna makabel tumma. So take a mat, shayna makabel es tumma, v'dalit noshim, v'dalit kafei seyim, and four women holding the four corners, and taivalar. So that's what it says in Masas Binyamin. Why does the Shach leave it out? So Sidrei Tara writes, Tzorachian, Daf de Machzelas Ein HaMakabel Tumma, Mekabok Im Ha'av HaChatzitza. What's the Chatzitza? The woman gets on the mat outside the mikveh. And then you lower her into the mikveh, so you have your problem. You need either Refuyim, which you don't have, her whole weight is on this Machzelas, or you need Kadmu Mayim. You don't have kadmu mayim. Now, if it's enough, the taz is kadmu mayim, so just make it wet. But if we're going to need the shach's kadmu mayim, the way we explain the shach, it's going to be an issue. Now, a woman who has enough mobility that once she's in the mikveh, she can move herself back and forth, so she would have the eitzah to be able to do it. But otherwise, it would be a problem. Now, the Sidrei Tara suggests that's why the shach left out the second point, the kula, of this issue because of this problem that it's a chatzitza.
The lashon of the shach says that you have to wet your hands. You have to be able to mind that you have to pay on the nas on the satfia. That can't be in the mikvah. That's out of the mikvah. If it's in the mikvah, it's more than it's like a wet. It has to be out of the mikveh. You're saying it's wet enough.
You're right. The lashon that she'et fechem nosafiach is outside the mikveh. Not like all these achrayim.
And this is the shach.
We're talking mechaber. Right. This is actually the shulchan aruch. Shemashka tefeach shayadav.
How could that be out? How could that be in the mikveh?
Good question. I'm not sure. You have to look in Kufchaf in the Mati Emerson on the Gillian on the left side. Sif Bey is right on the first page of Kufchaf. Now the question is, what do we do about this? You do have a hoist, and what are the eitzes? I'm not sure. There are two eitzes that I can understand. The best eitzah to me, and I don't know if it's done this way, we had back in the beginning of the Siman, we talked about a net on the hair. So he said cloth is a chatzitza. Now, even though water penetrates cloth, it wasn't so clear to us that Aruch HaShulchan, the beginning of the Siman, brings a machlokes the Rambam and the Ravid, if the water penetrating cloth is good enough. If a woman toils in loose clothing, that's good. Tight clothing is no good. Water penetrates any woven fabric. So the Aruch HaShulchan said that the Ravid holds that that's not called penetration for whatever reason, and it's not good, whatever the Hesber is. But it said there, I believe in the Sif Beis, that if it's made kireshes, if it's made like a net, with space between the strings of the fabric, that then it's good. In a reshes, we say the water does penetrate. So it would seem that the Sif Gimel, im achutim o'elu chalulim asuyim aise reshes, einim chaytetzin. If the chutim of a cloth that's on a hair, or whoever it is then it's good. And there the shach brought the rofu marpituva, it's loose, v'lay mahat kishapir, v'ayli mahi tichusayu. When it's made by sereshes, then it then the water gets in. Right. Then you wouldn't even have to wet it. It's just good enough that it's a by sereshes that would be good enough. And is this material made that way? By sereshes. You have to take a look. So that's one aid. What? Right. And we said it's a problem with cloth.
Yeah, right. But a net on here moves around a little bit, so therefore,
yeah.
Where the foot of the net is there, it's kind of hard to adjust it.
Hashem
came against the body, maybe he says that
the
net's all right.
That's a good question. Maybe it's only Mapu Rafi on here. That was the case there. Something tied actually on the here. So maybe it's only Mapu Rafi by here. Maybe it's not Mapu Rafi on the back. So I would have to find the marker on the goof as well, which I don't have. I only have Sif Gimel. All right, this I'm telling you, I didn't see this anyway. This is my thought. Now, there is another, yeah.
Is there a difference between the material that they use in the hoist and cloth? Because it may not be as permeable as water.
Okay. It would have to be something where the water can penetrate if you want to use the sides. The other possibility is not like the Sidri Tara. Now, the Sidri Tara is assuming the shach left out the second half of the Masas Binyamin. And you have to remember, the Masas Binyamin himself is Mekel. He says if the cloth is not a davar makabel tuma like a mat, it's fine. Sidri Tara says the shach left it out because we have this problem of chatzitza. There's a tshuva in the Marsham, in the first volume of Tshuva Samarsham. He was asked, a woman went to the mikveh and tovel and came home, and she realized that she left a bedika cloth in her body during the tefillah. She left a bedika cloth in her guf during the time she was toveling. It's a Beis HaStarim, and it was Munachas Shom. Now, Ramai shows Munachas for Beis HaStarim is never a problem. Marsham apparently is not going with that. Marsham says, what's the deal of a cloth in the Beis HaStarim? So the Marsham says that you could be Mekel because the water penetrates the cloth. The body would get wet from around the cloth. And he brings a Raya. He says, because the Masas Binyamin says that if it's not a thing that's makabel tuma, the woman could go on it and you could tovel. It's a chatzitza issue. He says, must be that he holds. That was soymech that the water penetrates. Must be in a place you have no eitzah, he's soymech on it that the water penetrates and it's good enough. Like a chatzilla, there are chashuch at the beginning of the siman, bring the machlekes to the Rambam and derive it if you soymech on the penetrating. So normally, without soymech, a woman doesn't tovel wearing tight clothing. But otherwise, b'mokim tzayrech, he obviously were mekel. That water penetrates cloth, and the Marsham is mekel b'di'evin in such a situation.
So it's hard,
so not worth sure. So something that water penetrates. Yeah, if it would be a plastic, it would be an issue.
Yeah, the same with
contact lenses. Right, contact lenses. Ramesh said davar munach is cooler anyway. He would be mekel even the water doesn't penetrate. Anyway, this is the Marsham learns pshat in the shach not like the Sidri Tara. And you have to remember that the Masas Binyamin himself is Mekel. It's not like just the Marsham against the Sidri Tara. The Masas Binyamin is Mekel. Why didn't the Shach bring the ending? So the Marsham writes, why didn't he bring the end? He says, because it's a Mechaber later. Mechaber, I think it's Sif Mem Vav, says a woman's allowed a tovel with clothing, Shein HaMehudakim LeGufa. And he says this is the same thing, sitting on a material is the same thing. So I know you could argue it's not the same, okay?
Okay,
but that's what he says.
Also, that Maisa in the water, she's floating a little bit.
it's not really floating. The water it takes 100 pounds of weight that makes it. Well, I don't know what the percentage is, but let's say it makes like 50 pounds of weight. But it's still, it doesn't float. The body. I mean, when she inhales, the body would float on the water. I don't know. Bodies don't float. You can make your body float, but
if you're paralyzed, you're not making your body float.
Well, if you fill up your body with enough air, it's going to float. That's what causes it to float. But what?
No, you're not floating. You have to lift yourself a little.
You can actually pick up your feet off of
the floor. Yeah, you don't float totally. You mean you don't hit the bottom of the pool. But try next time you go to the pool. Your whole body is not out of the water. When you do it, you go naturally into a fetal type of position. And you stay up, but not your whole body's out of the water. It depends. Okay, so we all learned in high school that if the weight of the water that you displace is more than your body weight, then you're going to float. So it depends on how much a person weighs and how dense he's packed together. He's going to float a certain amount, right? You put cork in, right? We used to put in cork, and it floated 3/4. You put in other things, it floats 50%. Wood floats only 20%. A body, you don't float. I go swimming. When you do that, most of your body's is down in the water. It's just enough has to be in the water to displace enough water that's equal to your body weight, and then you float, right? It is on tap. It depends what you're saying is if you lower the hoist low enough that there'll be a point where it'll happen. She won't float flat. A little off. All right, maybe you're right. Maybe that's what the Master Binyamin meant. That you're floating off of it. It'd be interesting to try it and see. You know what? We can try to do an experiment. You put a thin thing between the body and the hoist, lower, and see if that thing, thin item, works its way loose. I don't know. Maybe you're right. Okay, at any rate, what I want to sum up in this, it's not a complicated sim, it's just involved, it has many aspects to it. So I would like to sum up is the following. L'chatchila, for a normal person, we do like the Shach says. The women are makpedes, they don't hold on to anything, even to the pole when they tovel. They don't hold on to the walls, the place can say. They just tovel standing on the ground and going under the water. A woman who needs to be held on to, so the chatzilidik way to do it is to make your hands wet with mei mikvah, under the mikvah, and then to hold on, that's good, even like the Rambam and the Ramban, hold it, there's only one eitzah. In a situation where you need to have a hoist. You need a hoist. You need somebody who has a great need. So then a person could be makel on either just yadayim refuyos, or to the best thing would be if she could wiggle and get the water underneath. But otherwise, we have what to be seimech on the Masas Binyamin.
If you carry with water, they got a water and tovel, and you have to worry about chatzisa of the mikvah.
If you lower it enough, it's not a problem, because water, once this water touches the mikvah water, it's part of the mikvah. Let's just learn sifchav tes, easy sif. Hatovel b'mikvah she'en bo elo mem sa'. If a person is toveling in a mikvah that's precisely 40 sa'. Mitzumtzamim. Im omar l'chaveiroi kvash yotcha alai b'mikvah hari zeh beguna. If you let someone else stick their hands in the water, it's maguna. Why? Because there's a splash, a little water out, and so water comes out, you're not going to have memsa. So you have to, it's only maguna, because not necessarily going to take out any water. But if a person does it in that way, here's a maguna, we're afraid, maybe you'll take out the extra.
As soon as you pull out your hand, you pull out
your
water.
Right. Okay, so that's it. Okay, Sif Labi next week. I'll ask you if you can ask your wife to take a picture of the hoist, and next week we'll see what it looks like. The main thing about the hoist is not the mechanical part, it's the seat. What? Has to be not a Dover Makabal Tumma. No, we're going to learn in Sif Labi Aleph, we're going to learn about Dover. Sif Labi, that's Dover Makabal.